Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing radio. We're in the classroom tonight. You know, we're spending time learning, developing, and it's so important that we do this. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your religious or spiritual understandings have been. It's important that we take time to reinforce our spirit. It's so very important. So we're going to get to that in just a minute. I want to just talk about last week's show for half a second. Very important show. That show, it started in the mountains, okay? That show started at retreat when, you know, just thinking about life, thinking about, you know, some of the expectations that we create for ourselves, thinking about some of the challenges in achieving these things. You know, we tell ourselves, hey, by the time I remember, you know, by the time I get 30, I want to have 2.5 kids, a cat, a dog, a fish. I want to be married. I want a picket fence. We tell ourselves these things, right? But as life goes on, we realize that what we may have thought was our life, or what we not just thought, what we knew was our life may not be our life, okay? Things change, priorities shift. There's all kinds of everything that we have to adjust to. And it's not a bad thing. We just have to adjust. It's a good thing, actually, okay? But it was so good to have that conversation. I felt really, really good about it. I felt good about it because it really helps us to not become frustrated when exactly what we're looking for does not fall into our laps. For me, is always a confirmation as to it's never too late. And I've seen examples of that in my life. You know, one of the great EIs that I work with, EI Monife, started her degree at 82. And I'm like, I remember asking her, yeah, why? And she was like, because I want to. And I was like, oh, okay. There, I could not find a better reason to do anything. And I want to, you know. And so we don't have to limit ourselves to when we live life, have babies, work, start businesses, start school, whatever. We don't have to limit ourselves to the status quo. And that's so very important that you understand. Do not limit yourself. I'm not. You know, I'm not going to absorb and assume that, you know, because I've reached the magical, amazing number of 50. Oh, my goodness, I feel so blessed to be here. But just because I'm 50 doesn't mean I'm going to retire. It doesn't mean I'm going to be acting old and decrepit. No, I'm going to be pumped up even more because I am. And I'm going to be loving life even more. And, you know, for me, 50 was not a physical over-the-hill type of deal. For me, 50 was a freeing of the mind. You know, it's almost like, I don't know, when the last time, if you can remember, that you rolled down a hill. And if you've ever rolled down a hill, you are completely swept up. You can't steer anything, and you're just hoping that you don't hit your head on something hard. But it is the most fun, freeing thing that you can do, all right? And so that's what 50 was for me. 50 was that mental celebration of when I said, I am going to live unapologetically. Just do me, you know? And that's what I've been doing. So for everyone that has been limiting yourself, oh, I can't do this because I'm not blank. I can't, I have to do this because I am, whatever you've been allowing other societal norms to tell you, I'm going to tell you, throw it all in the trash. You know, they have to say, oh, you are as old as you feel. There's a little truth in that. The real truth in it is age is a construct of man. We created time, which age is based off of. You know, we don't have to do that. We don't have to be restricted to that. So it was a really interesting program. I loved it. If you have a moment, take the time to check it out. It is on the A Wonderful Approach Facebook page, and they should be at the .com as well, wonderfulapproach.com. But it really is worth taking the time. I know from there I was like, okay, what do I want to do from here? How do I want to build that from here, you know? So, and before we move into this tonight show, I want to remind you, Sunday, 9 o'clock, I believe this is the first Sunday of the month. We'll be doing the prayer program. Don't miss the program, family. It's very, very, it's very educational. It's enlightening. I always am learning more about one prayer and learning more about my relationship with prayer, my relationship with the prayer that we're covering that day, that month, my relationship with understanding what prayer means to other people. You know, I'm really, really learning a lot on the program. I'm so glad to have it. So let's spend some time, if you're available, set a reminder, 9 o'clock, Sunday. Let's get it in, you know. Let's wake up early and give God his, and then we can move forward with our own stuff from there, right? All right. So tonight, reinforcing your spirit, okay? So number one, and in full transparency, I feel like a million bucks. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but for someone that's been fasting all day, I am a little on the, a lot on the gratitude side of things. When you fast all day, and I was thankful that today in Georgia, it wasn't 90-some degrees, you know what I'm saying? I was actually very thankful that the high today was 85, not 95 like it's been, okay? I was grateful. I had an incredible encounter, a close encounter of this huge bird. It looked like either, it really looks like an eagle in the face. And when I say close, I mean, I could have reached out and touched it. But I did not want to take the chance on being disrespectful and getting bit. So I just took the video. But it was amazing. And, you know, this bird looked at me, and it looked at me, and it looked through me. And I was like, oh, my goodness. It was absolutely amazing. And that was the beginning of my Wednesday. When I woke up this morning, I knew I had to fast, and I knew it wouldn't be a problem. Now, how did I know that? Yeah, I don't know. Most fasts are problems. It's difficult every single Wednesday. But today when I woke up, I said, this is not going to be a problem. I was like, I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to allow it. I went swimming, which is a really a spiritual event for me. I love swimming. It, you know, I love, and I'm such a rough person. So I'm in there and I'm working hard and sweating, and it is really, you know, extra. But to be 50, to be able to fast all day, rip and run, do my work as I'm supposed to, have these close encounters with spirit, then top it off with some self-care, because swimming is self-care for me. I feel amazing. I feel like, you know, God said, what do you want to do today? You can do any and everything you wanted to do. And I did it. And it was such a wonderful experience. And so I feel awesome. I've also have been spending some time, not just past week, this past month, in reinforcing my spirit. I've been fortifying my spirit. I've been working actively on me. This is a full-time job. I'm high maintenance, y'all. I am spiritually high maintenance. Forgive me. But when I say high maintenance, high reward, you'll be able to follow me with that. You see what I'm saying? I have worked. I can see the work. You know, I've spent time here. I've spent time there. My meditations have become clearer, stronger, more intentional. The work in the home, more intentional. The work in my community, more intentional. And while still making time for my prayer, making time for my temple upkeep, just I have been hitting on all cylinders, and it's finally running smoothly. And I can see the hard work, and I can see the benefit of the work. And this doesn't have to take me out, you know what I'm saying? I'm not putting myself in a position where, you know, I don't have 4 or 5 hours to be in the gym every day, okay? I don't have, you know, I'm not financially inclined. I don't get to go and fly and be at the Wolf Reserve. I think it's in Colorado. Oh, my goodness. I'd love to go. I'm still having to live this life of, you know, work, caring for house, caring for children. I still have my duties, but the way I'm looking at them, completely different. The way I feel about them, completely different. And that's because my spirit has been reinforced. My spirit, okay, so everyone's with me. This is where I am. We're at this high spiritual moment with all the gratitude, all the respect, all the love, all the everything is coming together, right? How do we get here? And then, you know, more importantly, how do we stay here? Because what we can do is have one little boo-boo, and it just takes us completely off guard. It just, yeah, we're out. We're out, you know. But this one thing pops up, and then we can't think anymore. That's not right. That's not right. That's not right. That's not long-term. That's not going to benefit us. That's not it. We really have got to get to the point where we are strong. We're strong within our spirit. And when our spirit has difficulties, as it will, we know what to do. See, that's my thing. We're going to have challenges. You know, my oldest child, he's 23, and he's really working on his manhood training. He's working on trying to be this man, and, you know, I want to support him in the middle of that. And so, I have to make sure that I'm just supporting them. I have to reinforce the lessons that he's already learned. I can't go in there and do everything for him. So reinforcing your spirit is something that we all have to do periodically. Okay? What does our spirit need? How do we need to handle our spirit? Because I can tell you what happens is when you are not reinforcing your spirit, I hate to tell you this, but we are constantly under spiritual attack, constantly. Every time you say good morning, every time you smile at a stranger, you're taking the chance of lifting their spirit, of raising their vibration, of actually creating happiness, and then negativity has to pull back. And every time negativity has to pull back, and every time positivity takes another inch, takes a mile, that negative energy is like, gets mad. You know, I can only imagine when I wake up in the morning and I put my feet on the floor and I already start to think and command and know that I am a vessel for positive energy. When I know the second that I step out into the world, whether that's virtually online, whether that is out in my community, whether it is solidifying my family, no matter what I do, I know the moment that I get up, negativity has to step back. I'm going to occupy all of that space in a positive manner. So I'm sure there's negative energy that would rather me not even touch that floor in the morning, because I'm going to try to starve them out. Every day that we, A Wonderful Approach, and all of our visiting peoples, every day that we wake up and we make that decision, like they say, choose violence, how about choose positivity? What about choosing peace? What about demanding your own peaceful state of mind? Every time we do this, negativity has to move back. And I love it. I absolutely love it. This is the war that we're battling. So imagine every day, 365, every day we're putting on this fight. We're fighting the good fight. We're being precise in our language. We're watching our tongue. We are actually out promoting positive energy. Every time we do that, this negative energy has to sit back. Imagine, though, after a while, your car is going to have some dings on it. You know, you may have gotten a scratch or two. Not that you lost the battle or definitely didn't lose the war, but in any altercation, scrap, you know, whatever, sometimes there are little battle wounds behind it, scars, challenges, right? What we have to do, what I want to talk about tonight, is how do you reinforce your spirit? How do you put those extra layers of protection on? How do you begin to protect your mind? And this is not a direct fight. I'm not talking about when the enemy jumps out of the bushes and says, aha, I'm not talking about that, because we're ready for that. We're ready for that. What I want to talk about is those little snide comments that everybody always makes and how those add up. How do we reinforce our spirit against that? I'm not talking about the pressures of bills. We got bills. Everybody got bills. You know, my 16-year-old has bills, you know. So we got that. We knew that that bill was coming this month, last month. We knew that, right? I'm talking about those little uh-ohs and, you know, accidentally lost, dropped 20 bucks or whatever, made a mistake, and now the repercussions on it are going to cost you 30, 40 bucks, whatever. Those kind of things add up. How do you protect your mental space from that? How do you protect your home from, let's say, outside influences, the neighbors fighting and arguing and stuff? How do you not let that bother you? How do you not let, this is something crazy, I like music. I mean, I even like rap sometimes, but some of this junk is junk. And every now and again, I'm like, well, let's look and see if it's really still junk. Oh, this is trash. It's just straight trash. I'm not talking about someone just coming in your face and cussing you out and saying bad words. But the way these songs have all this very lewd behavior, crazy dances to it, bad words, simulating either gunshots or twerk it. Come on, family. Come on now. Those things eat away at your spirit. And we have to really find ways to make sure that not only are we not allowing them to eat at our spirit, that we are making sure that our spirit is strong enough to fight those things. We have to, this is why we reinforce. I'm not talking about creating from scratch your protection, blah, blah, blah. We should already have some of that in place. What we don't have, what I see the problem is, those little nicks and pinpricks and all of those things, they add up. And if we don't have a routine of caring for ourselves, then what happens is that we fall into this category, and then our self-care gets so out of whack that we're not loving ourselves properly. And it shows. Ooh-wee, it shows. I had a sister at work say to me, wow, she said, you're like glowing. And I'm thinking to myself, chick, I am exhausted. There's nothing glowing about me. Are you crazy? I'm exhausted. I just came from a retreat. I did this, I did that. But my spirit was very strong. It was determined. It was cared for. My spirit was strong. So the only thing that she could have been seeing is the spirit, because Lord knows I was in trouble. I was holding on that string. You see what I'm saying? So let's think about, how do we reinforce our spirit? And I want to talk, you know, this is, I don't ever just talk hypothetically. You know, this is a wonderful approach. We are transparent. We really, and the purpose of sharing is to share. You know, so we're going to be talking about, how do we get that spirit strong? How do we get that spirit to understand that, you know, we're here to support it, love it, support, and give it everything that it needs? We got to talk about that. And then also, you know, some ways to talk about, how do you know when your spirit is not getting enough, you know? And that's a very real question. How do you know when your spirit is not getting enough love, energy, protection? How do you know when your spirit is actually in need of time and energy and space, okay? So I'm really looking forward to this conversation. You know, let's get together. A wonderful approach. We are always learning and teaching and teaching and learning. If you're not doing both, you're not doing neither. Crazy. So this is why I love what a wonderful approach is. We are a collective of spiritualists. And we're always coming with different ideas, different viewpoints, different experiences that all can create an incredible bonding and spiritual mature answer. You know what I'm saying? So, got a caller. I love my callers, my brave callers. Call in and let's share. Let's talk about how to get this done. Let's talk about what we need to do, okay? All right, let's see here. All right. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Alafia and greetings. How are you?
Oh, I am well. And yourself?
Peace. Peace, family. Ooh, happy Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's been Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
working on me Wednesday.
Yes, amen. All right. So, reinforcing your spirit. Talk to me about it. How does that work for you?
Okay, so transparency. And I know that your shows, these shows are always spirit-led, and it's such a beautiful thing because a sister and I, we were kind of touching on this subject earlier today, and we were in conversation.
Yeah.
And then to hear what the show was about, I was like, It's like I asked the question, and then the show comes up about reinforcing. So just starting from the beginning where let's start with the last question, you know, how do you know that you are in a situation where your spirit needs to be reinforced and the things mm-hmm. that go on? And sometimes, well, speaking from my experience, and this is just like recently, you know, I've had some ups and downs, and, you know, the downs were pretty down. And I realized that my downs were down because I wasn't paying. Sometimes we allow the physical things to supersede what we spiritually should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized that when I wasn't taking care of myself, when I wasn't taking care of my ancestors, when I mm-hmm. was allowing myself to get caught up in other people's business and not handling my business, then it started to wear on me. And sometimes, you know, especially if, you know, we say empaths, or if you're a person that feels for other people, you want to help other people, if you're just a humanitarian, you know, when somebody is close to you, friends, family, you know, loved ones, you feel their pain. But then mm-hmm. you also have to realize that the pain that that person is going through is mm-hmm. the pain that they're supposed to be going through, because mm-hmm. it's a part of their journey. So we have to make sure that we don't trauma bond with people.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. and so the trauma that they go through, we bond ourselves to that. And then we get caught up in the infamous "your junk, my junk" type of situation. Okay, mm-hmm. you see where I'm going with this?
God,
you know, now you already had your own situation going on. Then you turn around, you're absorbing somebody else's situation. Then mm-hmm. if a person is too willing to absorb it, they don't mind leaving their junk or their trash or their, you know, at your door. And then
that's
now
right.
you're mad because now you have to clean up not just your stuff, but now you have to clean up the other person's stuff, and now you're mad because this person has left their stuff, but you invited it in. So mm-hmm. how you reinforce yourself is we have to remember those, well, I know I had to remember those boundaries first of all. Second of all, something that we don't, and I had to realize is, how are we a contributing factor to our own demise?
Oh, Lord.
How are we a contributing factor to our own demise?
Mm-hmm.
Just because the telephone rings doesn't mean I have to pick it up. I'm letting mm-hmm. everybody know that. Just because your telephone rings does not mean you have to pick it up. I don't know about anybody else's phone, but there are times when even a text message comes through, you can see the name. It's up to you to press on it to see if you want to read that message. There's been plenty of messages I was like, nope, I'm not going to read that right now. Nope, I'm not going to answer that phone call right now, because you know that once you do, you're opening yourself up to
mm-hmm.
allowing yourself to absorb that energy. And if you've been in a situation where you've allowed yourself to absorb that energy, or you've been that beating block for somebody for so long, mm-hmm. I guarantee you 150,000%, when you decide to take your power back and when you decide that, you know what, I'm going to set these boundaries, I'm not just going to forgive you, but I'm going to forgive myself, and you decide to change your mind, it's not going to be easy. It's definitely going to be uncomfortable. But what's going to be even more uncomfortable is the person who is dropping their baggage at your door is actually going to catch an attitude with you, because you no longer want to pick up their trash. You no longer want to absorb their negative energy. So you have to prepare yourself for that. that you prepare yourself for that with prayer. You prepare yourself for that by redirecting your energy and looking in the mirror at yourself and stop paying attention to other people. And it's hard when it's your child. It's hard when it's your lover. It's hard when it's your mother or your father, but it's not impossible. And that's the thing that I hold on to. That is not impossible. It's just a little hard. I mean, come on. It's so hard when you first start doing them. You go from 5, next thing you know, you're doing 25, but it's a consistency. It's a momentum. And once we keep the momentum going, and once we, you know, now it says you're going, when you first start going up that hill, you know what I'm saying, it's a little hard, but going down, you don't even got to pedal. You can put your feet up and just fly, you know. So you want to go ahead and build that momentum. Next thing you know, it just comes innate to you. You look at the phone like, nope, I'm not going to do that. Oh, you mad at me? You're mad at me because I'm taking care of myself? Well, then that lets me know that you were never really for me.
Mm-hmm.
So we realize that we have to take a stand and say, no, that's not what I'm going to do. You know, I know for myself, you know, a lot of times in me saying no was I was in fear of what the other person would think or say, or, oh, they'll stop talking to me, or they might break up with me, and I don't want to hurt their feelings. You know what? I saw a quote that says, stop trying to have a good heart and stop always trying to have a good heart for everybody else and do what's right for yourself. And doing right for myself, and you know you have good intentions, because doing right for yourself, you're going to be spiritually led to do right. That doesn't mean doing right means, well, I'm going to go get my nails done, but I ain't paying the light bill. No. that means that I'm not going to give you my last bit of money knowing that I don't have something for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Do what's right
mm-hmm.
for you. Make sure you're handling your business, because the truth is that if we continuously give, and give, we never have anything for ourselves, and in the long run, you're with yourself. You know, even if it's just starting out in the morning, just going outside, before you do anything, before you talk to anybody, before you pick up the phone, look at Instagram, before you touch it, step outside and let the sun hit your face. Just do that every morning. Just step out and then, you know what I'm saying, then go back and then do something else. You know, that's a part of yourself, a part of building your spirit up. At least that's
absolutely
what I've been doing.
Look. Not only are those good words, it sounds good on you. It sounds good on you. Mm-hmm. It sounds full. You sound refreshed. You sound driven. You sound confident. You sound all of those things are very present in you right now. You know what I'm saying? So. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing. We needed to hear that and to get that boost up transparently. So I appreciate you, my dear sister, Unique. And Bush Report is going to be first Monday, second Monday.
First Monday will be next week. Well, we could do the next week Monday. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Yeah.
All right.
We got some-
you got it. You got it. Because, see, we need to know. Thank you so much, my dear sister. And I definitely need to know what those planets are doing. Because when I say it's been real on and popping, it has. Something that Sister Unique said, and we got to go back over this. Mm-mm-mm. She said the F word. Everybody knows how I feel about the F word. There's two F words. They both get the same reaction. She said, fear. I was moving out of fear. Fear I'm going to lose this relationship. Fear I'm going to upset somebody. Fear someone won't accept me. Whatever your fear is, move into fear. I can tell you, anything that you do out of fear is the wrong thing to do. I cannot say this enough. Anything you do out of fear is the wrong thing. Period. Now, if you say, oh, I'm doing this out of love, it may look the same on the outside, but the motivation is way different. The motivation will last longer. I remember speaking to one of my revolutionary brothers, and he said to me, he said, look, I can't do this work out of hate. I was like, okay, I thought you hated the enemy, though. I thought we were working and fighting, and no, I love myself. I don't hate anybody else. Love, and I was like, oh, okay, all right, I can dig that. And I said, why? You know, why are you moving on that muscle? And the response was, love lasts longer. I said, okay, I can get it. I dig it. Love lasts longer. When you're talking about reinforcing your spirit, when we talk about, you know, making yourself whole, love lasts longer. Love is a stronger element. Love makes the world around. So reinforcing a spirit with fear, when we're validating that fear, when we say, oh, I don't know if I can make it, and you're like, you know what? You're right. You may not make it. Go sit down. You know, that's not going to work. You will lose your spirit. So when we're talking about reinforcing our spirit, we have to be careful. We're always reinforcing our spirit. The question is, are you reinforcing it with love? Are you reinforcing it with patience? Are you strengthening it for this invisible battle of positive and negative that we do every single day? Or what are you doing? What are you doing with your spirit? And how do you fortify it? So these are the questions. And Sister Unique set us up proper like, okay? You know, and there's one more thing. I mean, I take notes, so if you ever hear me get quiet, that's because I'm sitting over here. I got my handy-dandy notebook right here. I got my pen, and I'm constantly learning. And as all a wonderful approach should be, everybody is taking notes. How do we reinforce these things that we say are important to us, you know? I got another caller that wants to speak. We are on a roll. I'm so looking forward to it. Hold on. Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Peace. I'm sitting here listening. Peace, man. First, shout out to Unique Wisdom. Wow. I'm sitting here listening like, man, who's the poor soul who's she about to open mic to that's coming on?
Who's got to follow that up?
Right. I went in prayer for the person, okay? I went into immediate prayer. Wow.
Yeah,
heavy.
But look, that is what a reinforced spirit looks like. That's what a spirit on a mission looks like. So,
Absolutely.
Shout out to
And I think you said something key that's in that. If I could just add briefly to that, what you said was key. That's it sounding like you said, one who wants to be made whole and not just feel better.
Right.
You know, and that's a very big difference.
Yeah. Very big difference.
What I've come to learn. How to strengthen the spirit and how do you know when your spirit needs to be strengthened? Mine are, I think, the same tools and instruments that I use to strengthen my spirit will be the same tools and instruments I measure if it needs to be strengthened or not. One, and actually, these I got from Wonderful Approach. One, community. You know, Wonderful Approach. I learned that through the Fast Buddy. You know, not only just general community you know, this is how I reinforce my spirit, especially during fasting. You're feeling down, this and that, your Fast Buddy. You know, you get in touch with your Fast Buddy. So that personalized spiritual interaction, spiritual growth, it gave me a community, the people to see me grow with, especially my day ones from day one. You know, Prince, now he's seen all my day ones from day one. And to someone to grow with and stumble with. Getting together, gathering, retreats. hint, hint, I'm trying to get off the naughty list. I want to get back on the retreat list. I ain't trying to put my business out there. Please take me off the naughty list.
Retreats are good for that.
My advice, brothers and sisters, don't get on the naughty list. Part of community building.
That's helpful.
Okay. You want to strengthen your spirit. That's how you know when your spirit needs to be strengthened. See, I used to say
You get on the naughty list.
You need to reevaluate. Yeah. Brother, go pray. Get your mind right. Get back, because things are, you realize rights and privileges, things that you don't have a right to anything, things are a privilege. And it's an honor, coming from that school of thought of having teachers, it's an honor to be able to have a spiritual guide and sit under spiritual guidance. So you have to be careful you don't ruin it. That's etiquette. But I don't want to get off into that. Don't throw me, Mama Seven, all right? Let me complete this. I don't want to. So community, you know, your fast buddy. The thing that I've recently acquired, a wonderful approach, is a prayer buddy. I was able to call my prayer buddy this morning. We just get a good fight to howl, you know, start our prayer, talk about prayer briefly, and start the day. So prayer buddies are good. Secondly, a thing I got from Wonderful Approach, you're good for praying out loud, not turning your home into a graveyard. This will strengthen and reinforce your spirit. It keeps negative energy, negative spirit away. I don't know how many people are into the Eastern kind of understandings of culture, Taoism and things of this nature, but they are even to Tasawwuf, Sufism. They talk about breath and breathing. And one thing that had struck me, you had said, Mama Seven, we was talking about prayer, and you was like, yeah, you have to breathe out loud, and we was talking about the word, and you said, because you have to breathe that thing. You have to breathe it out. You have to put breath in that thing. Put breath in that prayer, breath in. So that was very relevant. So praying out loud, and that strengthens spirit, giving it breath, not turning itself into a graveyard. And then, you know, devotion. Devotions help reinforce the spirit. It brings the body to yield. It begins, one of the ways that we weaken our spirit is overindulgence.
Yeah.
And we can begin to overindulge and not even be conscious about it. You know, we just ain't nobody.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think anyone is saying, you know what, I'm just going to overindulge on this thing, whether it be sugar, too much television, the wrong movie, I'm just going to go all out. I don't think anyone starts out with those intentions. But devotion really gives you a chance to see how, you know, far to the right or left you really are, and to bring back balance to your body, which starts to quiet the body and you can hear the spirit. Those of us that have been with A Wonderful Approach know that we do devotions in November, and you encourage the devotions and participation support like with Ramadan. So that's a double dose. Strengthen the spirit through prayer, I said that. And then focusing, you know, re-strengthens the spirit, focusing, and you get that again through your journaling. Being able to, I have journals that go, I don't know how far back, and I can look back in and see how far I've come and how far I haven't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The opportunity to go back, it provides, this journaling provides this focus, which will strengthen the spirit. And if I go to lacking in either of these things, which I have done and been, you know, a lot of times I hate, you know, you get caught in this rut, that's when I know my spirit needs to be strengthened. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Wonderful words. And one thing I love about Wonderful Approach is that we're not just talking in general, oh, by the way, blah, blah, blah. We're sharing our life experiences. These are real life situations that we're going through. 100%. 100%. These are the things that we're fighting with, and that's why we're sharing them with the passion that we're sharing them with. It's so important that we understand why we do the things we do, you know. And of course, I'm gonna tell you the answer. The answer is prayer, meditation, and fasting. That's the answer to life. Okay, but understanding the undercurrents behind it is everything. Is everything. That overindulgence that we do is so real. And I didn't realize how real it was until maybe, I'm going to think about maybe 3 years ago, right? And I am, as Spirit is demanding, informing, as I'm getting all this information about taking the sugar out of my diet, taking the sodas down, taking the sugar out, you know, and Spirit really had, I know it seemed like almost every month between myself, Sister Unique, and Sister Faith, we were doing something. No sugar. Okay, fine. No sugar for 2 weeks. That about killed me. Then Nicole pops up with this whole raw idea. I'm like, okay, that's a bit much. You know, so for the past 2-3 years, it's been a strong undercurrent when it comes to managing and maintaining the temple and eliminating these overindulgences. And this is anything. Mine happens to be sugar, though. When I turned around, when I said, okay, I'm going to take this sugar out my diet, blah, 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 I'm determined, right? I didn't realize how many different ways I was slipping and tripping on sugar. I didn't realize it. How about this? I just learned, I was talking to my youngest, what was this, Thursday? And I had me a nice bowl of granola I was going to have for breakfast. And that had some sugar in it. Okay. And I was doing this. Okay. And then he said, Mom, you know that milk has sugar in it. I said, no, son, this is 2% milk. This is 2% milk. I got this for no sugar. He says, Mom, read the label. And I'm thinking to myself, milk, does milk have a label? You know, outside of an expiration date, I had never noticed a label. The milk has sugar in it, and a lot of sugar in it. I was like, what? This is, so I say all that to say, even once you are determined in saying, I'm going to reinforce my spirit in this way or that way, you will realize that the very thing you're trying to get rid of has been there, it's on and popping, and you're like, oh, my goodness, really now? And the answer is yes. So if the second that you say, okay, I want to give myself a break from social media, except for my business accounts, whatever, whatever, and I can tell you, every time you turn around, you'll be getting this notification, you'll have this drama wars going on, your opponent or your competition will be having a cellophane for the next 48 hours. I mean, it's like everything that you've been working for and working to kind of move yourself away from is going to become ever so present just because you took a second away from whatever you said you're going to take a second away from. Okay, so I say all this to say that the things that we fight, they're a lot closer than what you may think. You know, I see the memes all the time. You know, oh, a friend got me. You know, nothing hurts as much as a friend's betrayal, blah, 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 blah. I hear it all the time. I know what they're talking about. And it's true, but it can't be avoided. It can't be avoided. So this is why reinforcing your spirit is necessary. Do not wait until you're in the middle of a battle and be like, oh, is my breastplate on correctly? You know what I'm saying? Don't wait until you're dealing with, you know, health precautions to realize I can't run a mile. You know, don't wait until, you know, definitely don't wait for November. Don't wait for November. To realize, oh, I can't fast. I'm like, oh, you don't need to learn. You know what I'm saying? So reinforcing your spirit really, really is such an important task. I'm going to, you know, continue to encourage everyone in it. And I'm going to remind people, hey, this is how you know your spirit needs to be reinforced, okay? This is how you know. So pen and paper, transparency, this is how we're going to do this, right? First way you know that your spirit, it needs reinforcing. And when I say reinforcing, I mean care. I mean rest. I mean, I'm going to say it is self-care. I'm going to say, you know, all of those things. And first I'm going to, you know, kind of remind us what you need. Of course, how do we know? One thing she said is other, you know, other people will notice. You know, Brother Ibrahim, the same way. Your fast buddy will say, hey, are you okay? Are you sure you're okay? You know, you sound a bit down. You know, the post you put up there sounded confused. What's doing this? What's that? Are you, you know, are you okay? Now, the reason why I start with that and the reason why that's so important is because people will say things to us all the time, but we don't want to listen. People will say to us all the time, hey, have you thought about, have you considered, what is this? What is that? You know, my thing is the tired thing. You know, oh, I'm traveling across country in 72 hours. You know, are you sure that's a good idea? You may need to add some more time to that. That's my big thing, trying to do too much in a very limited amount of time. And so I have some good people in my environment that I trust, that I will also allow them to say to me, hey, don't you think cross-country in 72 hours is a bit demanding on you and your car? You know, have you thought about maybe doing it in a week instead of 3 days? You know, like what else can we do? You see, these are some basics, but if you're open, if you have your accountability partner, they can say these things to you without you catching an attitude, without you go flying off the handle and all this other stuff. So having someone close to you can help, all right? Then also, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it gently. Depression is real, family. Do not play games with this depression monster. Is a monster. Don't play games with that. Don't try to do the, oh, I'm just going to sit here and be quiet and I don't really want to deal with people. Oh, no. If that monster, okay, so I don't watch many horror stories. I don't, because I don't need to put that in my spirit. But on all the commercials, when the monster's chasing them, what are they doing? They are hollering and screaming bloody murder, right? This is what we need to do. Don't get quiet because this energy is on you. Total opposite. We need to be hollering and screaming and letting everybody know that something is wrong. Now's not the, that's not the time to get quiet, okay? So when that depression piece starts to kick in, that depression is a grinder. That's like sandpaper against your spirit. Eventually, it's going to buff out the shine of your spirit, and then it's going to keep going and keep going. It can actually create an opening to where your spirit has a weakness right here, where that depression piece has been. Please, family, stop doing that. Don't allow that energy to creep into your house, into your mind, into your space. Don't allow that. Let's start working against that right now. How do we do that? Reinforce your spirit. The things that used to bother you, you can't let them keep irritating you. You know, even on your, let's say your foot. If your foot has an irritant, what does it do? It develops a callus. And callus is ugly, and it's hard, and whatever. It's functional. It's going to build up resistance. That's what we're hoping to do with all negativity. But sometimes the best reinforcement for your spirit is just leaving that alone. Leave it alone. Stop bothering with it. Stop thinking it'll be okay. Leave it alone. So, yes, you have to pray. Everyone should have their prayers. Now, I'm not going to assume that everybody knows this, but I'm praying that everyone has their go-to prayers. You know, everyone needs about 5 prayers committed to memory, okay? But then there's many, many spiritual books. Take an opportunity and read one of the prayers. Begin to understand what the book of Job is about. Begin to understand what the book of Enoch is about. Take the time to read it. You know, begin to have those things. So we have our prayer. We have our prayer. What we got memorized. We know that tooth and nail. How you doing? I reminded young Talib, I said, look, guided meditation is coming up. You're going to have to be opening us up. I hope you've been studying your prayers. And he's like, yes, yes. Do you want to hear them? I said, no, it's not for me. It's not for me to hear. It's for you to be reminded that others need your prayer and they need it to be good and strong. And this is the 16-year-old. So imagine what we at 30, 40, 50 need to be doing. Imagine all those that need our prayer. And they don't need to hear it. They don't need, you know, this is not about, you know, sharing, you know, our strength and the knowledge of the prayer. This is about us being there for our fellow brothers and sisters in the form of prayer. You see the difference? So here we are, reinforcing our spirit. We're reinforcing our spirit by one. We're reinforcing our spirit by one, making prayers. Major. Two, doing our meditation. That allows us to listen when God is speaking. Three, got to get that journaling in. That journaling is so important. I learned so much from journaling because when I'm journaling, I get to ask questions that sometimes my brain, my mouth is like, you can't say that. I don't know if anybody else's mouth sets them up, but I'd be like, oh, you can't say that. You just cannot say that. So for all the things I can't say out loud, I can write about it. So write about what you're thinking about. Write about what your spirit needs to hear. I write affirmations to myself. Okay, so I'm writing, I'm journaling. Okay, how am I going to reinforce my spirit? What's going to be my new practice? How am I going to handle this? I'm writing this information down, right? And then at the bottom, I have to write because I'm worthy. Because one, I am. And two, if you ever have a question as to what you're doing and why you're doing it, there's your affirmation. You know, since you know, the retreats are always evolving, and that is, I love that. So the retreat that we had last weekend is very different from the retreat that we had 2 years ago, and that's going to be very different from the retreat that's coming up in 2 years. You see what I'm saying? So we're constantly building. I love that. We're constantly growing. You know, everyone in A Wonderful Approach needs to make commitments to come to retreat, because this is when you really get to kind of sharpen your skills up and to build from there. But one thing that has become very obvious and evident and necessary at retreats is those affirmations. And I have a whole agenda list, and on my agenda, affirmations aren't on there. It's crazy. They're not. I always say, okay, well, we don't need to do that. Everybody knows how to do that. We got this. We can move on to. And Spirit's like, girl, if you don't go back and get those affirmations. And this particular time, it was like we had to do them. It felt like we had to do them twice, you know what I'm saying, for those that went with us this last time. You know, did it feel like, it felt like to me like we did the affirmations twice. One was the affirmation, doing it, and the second one is like we had to almost justify why that was important or whatever. And so it was really, really interesting, and I'm always paying attention to what Spirit is doing and saying around me, right? So reinforcing your spirit also means you have to tell your spirit what's going on, you know. I know with this glorious, and I tell you, when I say glorious, I'm so appreciative that God has allowed me to get to this point in my life. I appreciate God giving. Are my knees still musical? Yes. Did it hurt getting out of the pool this morning? Oh, my goodness. Talk about slow rolling. Oh, my God. It was a lot. But I did it. I made it. You know, I really, you know, we are constantly working. I'm challenged in this, that, and the other. I am so thankful to God for allowing me to have the wonderful experiences that I have had. This bird, okay, so last weekend was everything of last weekend. You know what I'm saying? Last weekend felt like, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, Weekend at Bernie's, and it's like this epic weekend. That's what last weekend was for me spiritually. It was the amazing rip, run, go here, see this, talk to this person, go over there, do this ritual. It was amazing. I live an amazing life. So we do all this work. Well, I mean, banging it out, doing this work. And then today, I was so close to this huge bird. This looked like an eagle to me. And it looked like a teenage eagle, but it looked like an eagle to me. Or it could have been a falcon. And I was so close that I could have reached out and touched it. And this bird allowed me, and birds to me are sacred. I love them. I love their feathers, and the video, the pictures I took, I mean, I went from across the street, I crossed the street, and I'm sure my new Augusta neighbors are like, what the blank is she doing? I'm talking to this bird, now sit down and be quiet. So I'm talking to this huge bird, and this bird, it looked at me, there was one point where it looked at me, and it tilted its head like, this human is talking to me. And I'm looking at this bird like, this bird is listening to me. And so having these experiences, it reinforces my spirit. It helps me to understand, hey, this is the right track. This is the right life. This is the right time. Now, I promise you I go to bed, I'm tired every night. And I'm tired half the morning that I wake up. I am. But having and knowing that this is the right track and we can continue working here, that's everything. So reinforce your spirit. What do you do? You know, and something we always need to add, the white bass, of course, great for reinforcing your spirit, adding those layers of protection. I'm going to say this. I'm not just saying this because I'm a counselor. I'm saying this because I believe in counseling. But counseling is very important. It's good for the soul to be able to know. This is why the Catholics believe in, what is this thing called? Confession. Because they believe that it's good to relieve your spirit of the burden of whatever it's carrying. Okay? Reinforcing your spirit is not just adding more things to your spirit. It's also taking certain things away from your spirit. This is why we have to do devotions. Devotions is the best way to start this off. If you ever want something, I'm telling you the secret here. If you want something, pray, meditate, fast, you'll get your answer. And I promise you, it doesn't even take that long. Okay? Pray, meditate. Devotion is 30 days of fasting straight. And I saw some changes in my body that I didn't even think were possible. And I saw it in 21 days. I saw it started coming, you know, I mean, from day one, there were changes and positive adjustments and energy flows and feeling good about, you know, skin and air. I was just wonderful. Day 21, I was like, oh, I know the meaning of life. I have a new understanding for life. So don't be afraid to, excuse me. Don't be afraid to try God. Don't be afraid to say, you know what, God? I've been wanting this for a minute. I am ready to make whatever changes and challenges I need to. I've tried it my way. Now I'm going to try it God's way. And try your way, God. And go ahead and try God. Try it. See what God will do and put in your life when you give him in his ways an opportunity. Try him. God can make miracles happen. I'm going to tell you a crazy story. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I'm going to tell you a crazy story. So when I was turning 40, I was in a stressful job. I was in a stressful relationship. I had a young child who was stressing me out. I mean, it was not a good time in my life, not at all. And I was bald to thinning at the top of my head. It is, you know, it's a fact. It is what it is. To the point where I really could not grow locks right there. Because there was really nothing to hold and to lock on. This was close to, you know, 12 years ago. 12 years ago. All right? So pray, meditate, worked out, let go of stressful relationship, let go of stressful job, got more structure for child, needed help with that. Got more structure with my child, enjoyed going back to school, did all kinds of things right there, 38, 39, 40. I might have been pledging. That's how hard it was. But I'm good for it. I was down for it, going hard in the paint, right? Now, if you see me, I have a head full of hair all over. I have locks that, you know, that cascade down my shoulders from the front. You know, every month I'm finding, you know, new patches of growth, and I'm like, okay, which dreadlock are you going to belong to, you know? So it's like, and every time I look at it, I'm like, God, was I really doing that to myself? Was I really stressing myself out? Was I really, you know, because God's like, I didn't ask you to do any of that negative stuff. I didn't ask you to be in that stressful relationship. I didn't ask you to work at that stressful job. There's a thousand stressful jobs. I didn't ask you to do that. I don't want you to be unhappy, child. You were doing that to yourself. So as we start thinking about reinforcing our spirit, as we start thinking about what it means to have a strong spirit, what does it mean to intentionally have our spirit happy, involved, connected, all of those things, what does it mean? What does it feel like? You know? In a lot of cases, you know, what does it sound like? What does it sound like when you're having a great day? What does it sound like when your soul is satisfied? I mean, satisfied. So these are all the things that we have to think about, reinforcing your spirit. Now, let me tell you this, and we're moving up into this prayer portion. And I don't want to take away from the prayer portion ever, but I got to say these words. Once you are over the age of 25, you are responsible. Your spirit, period. I don't want to hear any more talk, oh, my mama did not get this for me. I don't want to hear any more talk, you know, oh, my children, they just fold and fold. Yeah, that's the nature of children. Once you reach a certain age of maturity, you are responsible for reinforcing, to fortify, to strengthening your spirit. And we've got to start taking this personally. You know, God does so, so much. Every time I think about how much God does for me, I'm overwhelmed. There's not enough time in a day, not enough pen or paper for me to even write down all the things that God does for me. Just me. Me. Then I think about all that God does for mankind. And then all God does for my little patch of grass right here. The fact that God still allows my lungs to fill with air. The fact that God just continues to support everything that we do. He really is a loving God. And I'm overwhelmed and overjoyed and looking forward to seeing more and more opportunity of where God comes in and puts things into place. I'm thankful for that. So another part of reinforcing my spirit is keeping my gratitude high. High. And how do we do that? How do we keep our gratitude high? How do we make sure that we are expressing our sincere thanks and appreciation? How do we do that? By making sure we do and express our, making sure that we are expressing our gratitude. Make sure you're writing. And not only are you writing, but you got to act grateful too, okay? You have to really sit down and say, hey, look, I know that I've been working on this. You know, so when I'm acting grateful, I have to make sure that I am not, let's say, binging on ice cream. Y'all know how much I love my ice cream. Don't binge on it. Because if you're really grateful to God for watching over your temple, you're going to take care of that temple. Because you're going to know that that temple truly belongs to God. Okay. So let's spend that time. If you have a moment, this is a wonderful weekend because most of us are in the United States, and we have a holiday coming up this weekend. So I am super excited because I am going to be spending some time reinventing me. I'm so excited about that. I'm excited that God trusts me enough to reinvent me. God trusts me enough to say, hey, look, would you want to try praying in the afternoon instead of the morning? Oh, okay. You want to try doing this instead of doing that? Oh, okay. You want to study more this? Okay. God loves us so much. He's given us a very dangerous tool called free will. I remember, I'm not going to move into prayer time, but my youngest got his first machete. He was about 3. And I gave him a really nice, sharp black one. And I told him, I said, go over there and chop down that tree. And my mother said, are you crazy? You gave the 3-year-old a machete and you told him to chop the tree. I was like, uh-huh. He said, he won't hurt himself. She said, how do you know he won't hurt himself? I said, because I've given him a tool and I've given him instructions on what to do with that tool. So he's good. And she's, you are absolutely insane. I can only imagine that's how God is with this whole idea and concept of free will. And I know the angel is like, God, those humans are going to hurt themselves. And he's like, nope, they're not going to hurt themselves. I've given them a tool called free will, and then I've given them instructions as to what to do with it. So I'm sure they're going to be okay. And then all the angels are like, but God, these humans, they're a little special. God's like, no, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. So, yeah. All of that wonderful stuff. When you're thinking about reinforcing your spirit, when you're thinking about recreating yourself, when you're thinking about setting up extra protection that you need to make sure you're strong and make sure you're good, spend some time doing this very important activity, okay? Spend the time in prayer, finding out what your spirit needs, all right? How do you know what it needs? You know what your spirit needs from the fruit that your spirit is giving you. So if your spirit is giving you some withered up apples, you may need some more water. If your fruit is not producing enough tree is not producing enough fruit to last from season to season, you might need some additional trees, some more support. You know, you look at the fruit. Where are you at in your life? Where are you at in your spirit? And that's going to tell you what your spirit needs. Okay? I know I've been listening to my spirit, and I know I want longevity. I want grandkids. I want this. So I have to start giving my spirit a stronger temple to reside in. A strong spirit needs a strong temple. So I'm working on it actively every day to make sure I'm giving the temple what it needs so that the spirit will have a strong place to reside. I want to be doing this. I want to be teaching my grandkids how to pray. Like my mother taught her grandkids how to pray. Talib, that youngest, and Solomon, their first prayer came from their grandmother teaching them. And then I followed up on the back end. I am looking forward to that pleasure. The only way I'm going to make it there, strong mind, strong body, strong sight, strong all that, is I got to take care of myself right now. So reinforce your spirit, family. Give your spirit what it needs. Prayer, protection, a couple extra baths. Let's avoid some of the negativity. Let us get strengthened by those around us in a positive manner, okay? So moving into the prayer portion, and I want to thank everyone that joined us tonight because it's a nice group of people, nice people on the line. Thank you for those that joined in and shared their rituals and routine of strengthening their spirit. And moving into the prayer portion, family, prayer is that basic, prayer is like a cell. It is a basic life form. We have to keep adding to it. And as our cell multiplies, then it moves into organisms. And I mean, it completely can be as a whole solar system comes down to the one cell, right? Prayer is that building block. Prayer is the matter. Prayer is everything and everywhere. And if we can't get that piece down, we're setting ourselves up for challenges later. Spend the time, family, learning your prayers, okay? All right. Moving into prayer. Father, Mother, God, we come before you strong in your love, gracious in your love, patient in your love. God, we come before you enjoying life a little bit more, developing ourselves as God would have us. God, we come before you, able-bodied, knowing that you have great plans for us, knowing that you have allowed us to be representatives of your positivity, of your light, of the love that you have, encouraging us all the while to take full advantage of the promises, God, that you have made for us if we follow your rule and follow your word. God, we here are ready to be instructed in the ways of positivity, hoping to carry your message forward to others that desperately need it. God, I want to thank all of those that take the chance, take the risk to open themselves up to something new called positivity, pushing back that negativity every single day. God, I ask that you strengthen our resolve as we continue to grow in our development of our prayers, of our fasting, of our meditation. Please stay with us, stay close to us, knowing that we need you, God. We desperately need you, and we want you, and we love you. These things we offer in your name, we ask that you stay close to us as we go forward in our day-to-day life. I personally want to thank you for feeling this good and for allowing me to begin to repair the damage that I've caused to my own body and allowing me to feel so good and strong at this point in my life. I'm extremely appreciative, God. I know it's only through you, and I ask that you continue to hold me close. Amen.